The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. President Trump has announced today that he is going to run for office again. And I don't think that the Constitution allows a president to run for office and have three terms. And what I'm saying is, we believe that Trump did lose that last election and that Joe Biden is the real president of this country. But because the laws of the Constitution were violated, legally speaking, Donald Trump is still the president. If we could go back and know the truth about what happened, which we're learning presently, what happened during the 2020 election, how he was winner, and for after the polls closed 2 hours later, and then 6 hours later, he's the loser. He is still the president, legally the president. And so he's running again for his third term. Others believe it's his second term. He would be a lame duck president. But actually, because they didn't allow him back, who's they? Continuity of government, senior executive service, all the intelligence agencies, mainstream media, the deep state, dark state, hidden state players, not only in this country but internationally, out of England. It wasn't a Russia. There was no Russian hoax during the debates with Hillary Clinton. I believe it was the second debate. She actually mentioned in that debate that he was colluding with the Russians. She already was setting him up. Should she lose the presidency? She got the candidacy, but she didn't get the presidency. And bitter fruits. Wah, wah. She didn't get it. Trump won. He won the election. The mainstream media, all of the continuity of government, the deep state apparatus, the apparatus of terror, was successful in the propaganda campaign to demonize the American people and Republicans and conservatives to believe that Donald Trump did lose the election. Many knew that he didn't, but again, he has announced today that he is going to run again. Is he going to win? No, he will not win. He should be in the Oval Office. He isn't. Another thing is that now, pretty much, it's being admitted that now that Trump, people are getting the background, seeing the facts over the last 2 years, they are now admitting that Donald Trump is actually not a deep state insider. He is not part of the Democrat or Republican Party, not part of that apparatus. It's like one coin with two sides. He is not part of that. He never was part of it, though he used both sides as a businessman in New York City with his companies, he used Hillary Clinton, or she used him, or he funded her. He gave to many Democrats. He gave to many Republicans. He gave to churches. He gave to humanitarian needs. He gave to everybody. It was just part of the game. It's just the way the game is played. But within Washington, D.C., as we all know, there are the players on both sides. In the Republican Party, going back to the 80s, the only thing that really united the Republican Party and a great deal of the Conservative Party was Ronald Reagan. During Reagan's run, even the two legs of the Republican Party did vote for him, did agree with him. The Christians, they had requests of his administration. The non-Christian conservatives of lineages of Republicans loved Ronald Reagan. But after Reagan, by the time that prior to Barry Satoru running for office, in the 2 years prior to that, the Republican Party had begun to separate. It began to coagulate, and you began to see two factions in the Republican Party. I hope I didn't say Democrat. In the Republican Party, out of that, I think it was after. Yeah, it was when Obama. Well, let me back up. Before Obama ran the first time, you had the Tea Party movement throughout the country. That was the other leg of the Republican Party, and the two were basically in disagreement. We'll be back to continue Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be right back.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah.
street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and said her diamond watch had stopped cold dead. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody really know what time it is? With the news that is being, we in America and internationally are being bombarded with incomprehensible events. Does anybody really know what time it is? Is your diamond watch, has it stopped? Generally, they never stop. If it's a diamond watch, it doesn't ever stop. Now, going back to Donald Trump, he was not an insider. Never was, but he learned to play the game. He was not to ever have been part of the American political political process. He talked about this back in the 90s, possibly he'd run. He runs, he's elected, and then, pardon me, but all hell breaks loose in this country. For 4 years prior to his election, after he was elected, and to the end of his first term during the second campaign, every agency in this country that is part of the continuity of government, if there are nuclear weapons coming over the pole from the north, continuity of government will assure that this country continues to run, that you cannot destroy empire, even with nuclear weapons. There are safeguards throughout the political process, throughout the military, throughout the infrastructure of this country, down to the city governments. Continuity of government. And the continuity of government has many tentacles. Senior executive service. Barack Obama, before he left office, he is the president that understood the power behind senior executive service. He understood the power of appointing people to any branch of government, from the Bureau of Land Management to transportation, etc. He understood it. I think he appointed 67 to 7,000 appointees during his toward the end of his administration. Part of the apparatus of terror, for sure, the apparatus of control, and part of the continuity of government. All of the intelligence agencies are also part of it. They were all involved, as we now know, in spying on the Trump campaign before he ran. He was being targeted. Going back to the Republican Party, there was a separation in the Republican Party. You had the Tea Party types. And immediately, once the Tea Party movement began to become a force, then you had the Obama administration, shortly after he took office, and even before, there were the Tea Party people were now the target of the IRS. Accidental? No. Continuity of government. You who are very conservative, that are vocal, that are engaged, make sure that you take care of your taxes. Make sure everything is documented so you don't have to look over your shoulder, because this is part of the apparatus of terror. The IRS is part of that apparatus. And now we see they're going to expand, hire many more employees, and these employees, you know, they will have to obey. They'll have to do what they're told. Then with the apparatus of control, then you have, again, all of the 3 to 26 letter agencies. Doesn't matter. You can just start right down the line. And there are all these agencies in this government. I forget how many agencies are involved with intelligence. You have the Navy, the Marines, you have the Air Force, you have Coast Guard, you have, it goes on and on. Then you have, in each of those branches, you have 20 or 30 different aspects or segments, sectors of intelligence gathering. Then you have, at the government level, you just have CIA does the dirty work, but you have the NSA, National Security Agency. Everything that is acquired as far as every digital one or zero that's tied into you ends up, I believe, for the most part, in Salt Lake, at that big, it hums, it's so big. It's just sitting there in, what is the city, I forget. But it's so huge and so massive, it just hums. But everything that you do is on a little tiny chip with your name on it, and it's there for eternity. Even after you die, nothing is lost. And that's where it ends up. National Security Agency, NSA. And you have, you know, they're almost obsolete now to some degree. The big information gathering system there east of Denver and Aurora. The old Buckley Air National Guard base. That big information gathering system. There's three of them in the world. There used to be three. Now I believe there's more. One in the outback of Australia. One in the swamps of England. Trying to remember the name of the book, The Puzzle Palace. And this was back in the end of the early years of the Reagan administration. James Bamford wrote the book, The Puzzle Palace. And then, at the time that book was written, he documented every single agency from going back to before the Civil War, from the time that the Mayflower came over, I believe, and every new agency, once the government was formed, once you had just one senator, one president, and one, you know, House of Representative, and one individual in the judicial system, one of each. Well, I'm just giving you an example. But even then, just four people or five people would have started some kind of spy agency. Well, he goes into the military. He goes into government agencies. He goes into agencies watching corporations, the heads of corporations, what they do, where they are, what they mine for, who their children are, everything about them, every person that's in the government, who they are, what they do, everything about them, whether they're a communist, socialist, if they're Christian, doesn't matter. And Bamford documents the whole thing. Talk about dry reading. It is so dry reading that you'll sleep at least 10 times while you're reading it. But the information is there. James Bamford. I think he wrote a book later on talking about the Puzzle Palace, talking about the information gathering network in Empire. An information gathering system ever in the history of mankind. The Egyptians couldn't chisel enough names into stone back then. But these people, they follow everything. Every nation, every governor, every president, every prime minister. So anyhow, this was the apparatus that was turned on when Donald Trump won the candidacy. He won this thing. Why? What happened in 2012, after the IRS and the Obama administration began to target the Tea Party movement, guess what happened? It morphed. The Tea Party movement morphed into something even more powerful. What it morphed into was MAGA. And you throw gas on the fire, and what's going to happen? Inferno. So the Tea Party movement that was so hated morphed. After Obama won his second term, there was an official in the Republican Party, a woman, I forget her name, but she came out and she addressed the Republican Party, but not the whole Republican Party, just half of the Republican Party, the Mitch McConnell Republican Party, the John McCain, the Cheney Republican Party, that group of people in the Republican Party that were not only in the deep state players, one half of the coin. You see, what happens with this coin with heads and tails, every once in a while, the tails would become the head, and the head would become the tail, and the people can't decide, well, which is heads, which is tails. And they flip a coin, and it just seems like it always comes up heads, depending on who is running the digital code on the coin. So it may come up tails, actually, but turns out to be heads. Somebody's controlling the flip of the coin, too. The Democrat Party, the Republican Party, that Republican Party is no different. No different, I should say, than the Democrat Party. Mitch McConnell. I have an article right here about old Mitch. You know, sleeping with the enemy, Mitch McConnell, his wife, a Chinese operative. He is in tight with the Communist Chinese Party. And his wife, her father, builds ships in China, a billionaire. And this is who, and she was part of the, what was it, transportation during the Trump administration, but as soon as Trump lost, what did she do? She bailed. That's what they do. Now, Mitch McConnell, he's busted for taking Zelensky's stolen FTX money, according to FEC documents. This is out of e-volve.com. According to new FEC documents, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell grabbed large sums of money from FTX and quietly, what do? Pocket it. It's all about the money. According to the documents, someone in the FTX, the crypto business that failed, donated $2.5 million to McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund. That the money goes from taxpayers, is sent to aid to Ukraine, which gives a good chunk of the laundered money to FTX, which contributes to the uniparty swamp. This prompts the uniparty swamp to repeat the process. And we've seen over the last months, according to the article, it's working wonders, making people wealthy. Like who else? Nancy? Barry Satoro? How about Bill and Hillary? It's not helping me. Is it helping you? I'm paying for it. Or helping to pay for it. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Had a hiccup. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360KHNC.
The BE Gun Show, November 12th and 13th, will feature firearms giveaways both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Have you ever been told that you have to vaccinate your child for them to attend school? Have you ever been informed of your right to opt your child out of these requirements? Tune in to Common Nonsense on 1360 AM, Thursday, November 17th from 7 to 9 AM. We'll discuss vaccine exemptions and we'll cover a brief history of mandatory vaccination legislation in Colorado. Again, that's November 17th, 7 to 9 a.m., Common Nonsense on 1360 a.m., The Roar of the Rockies. Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
So I don't want to walk away from Mitch McConnell sleeping with the enemy Mitch and his wife. I'll tell you something. Who is Mitchell going to be faithful to? His wife? Or is he going to be faithful to the American people? And who is his wife going to be, even though she was part of the administration? I think she was Transportation Secretary. Who do you think she helped during that time, the United States of America or China? Remember, the Chinese, the Asians, they have a much different mindset than we do have, than we have in America. Their loyalty is to the ancestors. That is who they're loyal to. And that's just the way they're raised. It's like the Hispanics and the Latin Americans coming over the border. They're loyal to their families. And we in this country, Americans, have been loyal to their society. There are two Americas. There's the those that rule the nation, and then there are those that make up, that one time made up a healthy culture, that were in culture American. In culture, they were hardworking. In culture, just as hardworking as those coming over the border, until affluence made them lazy. And that's what happens with affluence. Once you begin to, and it's in the Bible, the Bible warns against being affluent. Because generally, 90% of those who gain wealth, they decide they want to vacation. They want holiday. It's more important than work. But the Bible says that every man is to keep his hands busy to work with his hands, to not interfere and not meddle in other people's business, and they are to not be a burden on society. And that was the case years ago in this country. But now, of the young people, many of the young people, they don't know how to work with their hands. They don't know how to provide for themselves. They're always meddling in somebody else's business. And at the same time, they're a burden upon the society. I remember years ago in Taiwan, when you were in the early years, you were forced to save money. It was a government law. You saved, you put away for your old age because the government wasn't going to help you in your old age. It was a law. And this is why the elderly, you don't need Social Security for the elderly in Taiwan, some of the Asian countries. Also, as you get older, their societies, something that is unique, is they care for the elderly. They don't euthanize the elderly. They don't disappear the elderly. They take care of them. There's an honor to those that have that are aged. And what is it about the aged that is so needed in a society? The Bible says it's wisdom. Young children, they have the strength. Young men, they have the strength. They have the desire. They have the will. They have the everything you need, but they don't have wisdom. This is what the Bible says about wisdom. As you get older, you've had the experiences in life. You've got burned many times. You've had to, all through your life, you've had to learn how to adjust economically in other ways. Good times, bad times, you have to adjust. You have to continue. The older people have that wisdom, but they don't have the strength. They don't have the youth. But it's vital to a nation. A bad example or a good example, you'll have to decide whether it's a good or bad example. Those in political positions in the government, they're at the top, in the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Congress, the judicial system. The good judges, they know the laws of the Constitution. They know how to. They supposedly should know how to protect the nation when these cases come before them. Senators are elected to represent the people. The House of Representatives the same. Congress, people in Congress. But if you have individuals that have no experience, they will basically go along with a immature logic. Like AOC Castro, what's her last name? AOC, I forgot her last name. AOC. Fox News reported here 3-4 years ago that she, in their investigation, found out she may have been the daughter, most likely, of Fidel Castro. So that means that, if that is true, that AOC and Justin Trudeau are brother and sister, because Justin is Fidel Castro's real legitimate son through the mother. I think it was her name is Margaret, Pierre's wife. And if AOC is truly Castro's daughter, oh my gosh, they're brother and sister. Kind of like Bill and Hillary are cousins. And like maybe Angela Merkel is Adolf Hitler's daughter. See, in that world out there, you're not being told the truth. You're not being given the real history. You're not seeing how certain individuals cross paths, and we see it, but we don't put it together. Like John Kennedy is half-brother, or Jimmy Carter is half-brother to John Kennedy. their half-brother, same father, Joe Kennedy Sr., and their half-brothers. People don't know this type of history, and they don't believe it. I know right now there are so many individuals in this audience that are listening to me presently. You do not believe it. It doesn't matter whether or not you believe it. Every day, meteors fall onto the Earth's surface. They come into this, from outer space every day, whether you believe it or not. It's just a fact. But now, if you will take the time and stay away from Google search, and go and don't go to DuckDuckGo anymore, because Google bought DuckDuckGo. Now go to Start Page, go to Brave.com, and you can research for yourself and be convinced. You don't have to be told. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back. 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565. 9565.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
The truth is harder, is stranger than fiction. It really is. Now, if Donald Trump wins the 2024 election, I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Should he win the 2024 election, he would be the first president that I know of that will have actually had three terms. His initial term, the term that he is still president of presently, and then an additional term. So he would have had 12 years. But I feel there is one individual that is going to have about a 16-year term. Yes? One individual. That individual, if I'm correct, is going to have roughly a 16-year, well, let's see, actually, yeah, 16, 15 and a half, 16-year term. Now, what am I talking about? Well, you want to hear something that would be stranger than fiction? The truth that would be stranger than fiction? Well, we had Barry Satoro, pardon me. We've had Barry Satoro, who was the 44th presidente, Donald Trump being the 45th. And the 44th had 8 years. But he's also had an additional, from behind the scenes, an additional hand in power, even during the Trump administration, though he wasn't actually on the scene. His hand was involved with senior executive service, intelligence agencies, the continuity of government apparatus, etc. You don't have to believe it, but many people have talked about it. But he's out of the spotlight. Temporarily. Now this election is over. Now that this election has been done. And once again, the deception and the corruption has taken place. Now, that deep state, that hidden controlling hand, realizes we can do anything we want now. Between now and the 2024 election, we can do anything we want to do. And they will. It's just like the PNAC Project for a New American Century. America had the opportunity back in the 90s. They realized that with Russia out of the picture, America had the opportunity to be the hegemon of the world, of the whole globe. And before the Pentagon, a paper was presented, Project for a New American Century. Should the United States, having the opportunity, should the U.S. government work or initiate that strategy to own the world? Well, what did George Bush Jr. say in 2001? He said, "We are at the beginning of the new. We are at the beginning of the new 100-year war. They have to eliminate the people off the face of the earth, and it's going to take war." And it will take about 100 years, they thought. Whether it takes 100 or 99 or 50, the plan is exactly that. Now, they decided, yes, we have that opportunity. We are going to move on it, and they did move on it. They are moving on it presently. We presently own Europe. We control Europe. Russia's in our way. Now, coming back to the election that just took place. Now, the deep state, including the Republican Party, those in the Republican Party that are deep state operatives, that are globalists, like Ron DeSantis, like Candace Owens, like so many others. You don't have to believe me. Skull and Bones, this is where he went to school at Yale. DeSantis is a Skull and Bones fraternity, or he's a Skull and Bones secret society member. And this is one thing that the media is going to try to hide. His allegiance is to Skull and Bones. They promise anybody that becomes a Skull and Bones sworn allegiance to them, their future won't look grim. Their future will be bright, and they will be used by the controlling hand at senior executive service in New York City. DeSantis is part of it. Candace Owens, she marries a guy, George, I forgot his last name, but his father is SES, Senior Executive Service. So Candace just married into that family and into that secret society. Is she sworn to the secret society? Maybe not right now, presently, but she will be, probably. If they have children, which they won't, she's not that type of individual. She's too vain to get pregnant. But I may be wrong. But anyhow, going back to somebody that's going to have a 16-year out in the open presidency, so to speak, it will be, I believe, in my research, Barry Satoro. And now that this election is over and Donald has made his announcement, I think Barry is going to come out of the basement and you're going to see Barry begin to make his move back into the limelight and position. Rick Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, I didn't want to shock you, but I decided I should tell you. For those who want to support the the present truth, if you will send your support care of or to Rick Rodriguez or to Rick, yes, Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, and leave a note. Please leave a contact information so I can contact you and visit. I appreciate those that have been assisting me, and I should call you and say thank you, but I'm busy, but that's not going to stop me from contacting you and saying hi. So thank you very much. Going back to Barry Satoro. So if Trump should win three terms, that means he'd be in office roughly 12 years. But Barry, when he returns, he will be in office or in the power position of the presidency in Washington, D.C., 16 years almost 16 years. An eight-year leg already, and a coming another roughly eight-year leg. Seven for sure. Seven plus. It's bizarre, isn't it? It's really way out there. But I'm not saying this because I have a crystal ball. I say this because in the book of Revelation, it talks about Barry and it talks about Donald Trump in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the seven kings. Barry Satoru is the sixth king, Donald Trump the seventh king, or president in our vernacular, presidents. That riddle is talking about presidents, not kings. And it's talking about presidents in the United States of America, which is proves that the United States is in the Bible. For many of the pastors throughout the land, Christians throughout the land, who don't believe that America's in the Bible, no, it is. It's hidden in plain sight. It's the elephant in the swimming pool, or the whale, actually, that's in the swimming pool. But Donald Trump is number seven. It says he would be in the position of power for a short space. And then the sixth king returns for a second stint, like a tour of duty. He's going to return. I know you don't have to believe me, but just watch. Just pay attention. Now you're going to see Barry begin to come out of the room, out of the basement with his stuff. What kind of stuff? Does the Bible say? His occult omelets, the not omelet that you eat, but the omelets that you wear, the tasmans, the things of that nature. And it's pretty much well known in the occult world, his background with Michelle, with her mother. Her mother was a practicing, what is that, out of Haiti. I forget the name of that, their religion. There are so many that I try to remember, I can't remember them all. It's a voodoo religion, and people don't know this. They're not aware of that. It's just like Hillary, when she used to meet with the Covens in California. This is documented many times through Larry Nichols, who was the right-hand man of Bill Clinton. We're done for today. So podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't lose any sleep. You need to be well. Stay rested. Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Okay, come on in.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.